This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Had a little fun the first hour talking about the funk that I'm in, which isn't bad. It's just I'm in a funk. I don't like fighting the same problems the same way over and over again. I think it's silly. Welcome, me folks. Kevin Jackson here. Welcome, me folks. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Leftists are evil people. They really are. They do as I say, not as I do. They believe themselves to be kings of their little areas, Cuomo, Newsom, all of them. And they don't care about you. They don't care about anything they claim to care about. They care about their family and their ideology. And you want to get ridden out of a leftist family? Go off the reservation. You become what's called the black sheep. Welcome again. 844-551-8255, the Kevin Jackson Show. I have it on good authority, my producers, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is up and running. So we won't be giving out the other email addresses. You can get to me at everything there. If you are used to KevinJackson.me, it still exists, but it'll take you right to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Because we are a network. We got a lot of stuff going on. You're going to start seeing some really cool stuff. Can hardly wait. Hey, would it shock you to learn? We got a lot to talk about, but I want to talk about one of these people that thinks they're a king. But we have a lot to talk about. I want to play for you a clip from the Riverside Sheriff, something he said to Governor Newsom. I want to talk to you about the guy who actually formed the Tea Party. Most people don't know this. His name is Rick Santelli. Well, he has another rant. And it's going to shock you in the sense that this man, again, is trying to save the Republic. The Tea Party did it. In case you missed it, the Tea Party was and probably remains the most amazing group of people that had no interest in enriching itself outside of a few select people that are still associated with it. But they had no interest in I was a member. I can tell you it was patriots out there working their butts off, and we changed politics. We're the reason they decided they needed to cheat big, because they can't beat us. We proved it again. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about. And the first thing I want to talk about is Andrew Cuomo. What a piece of work. One of those do as I say, not as I do lefties. And like Ellen, creates a toxic work environment. Who would really want to work for Cuomo? Think about it. Have you ever seen the movie The Mask? He's Dorian when he puts on the mask. I'm going to kill everybody here. You know, he's just a mean dude. He's mean when he's a meat guy, but give him power and it comes on steroids. And it comes from his dad. Mario Cuomo, the governor of New York, groomed his sons to inherit the kingdom. And they think they own it. Let me tell you, Andrew Cuomo got he sets up an investigative body to look for corruption. When they start investigating him, he shut it down. Don't believe me? Go look it up. He shut it down. So would it shock you to learn that he creates a toxic environment, much like, I don't know, Ellen, much like, I don't know, Harvey Weinstein, much like, I don't know, Hillary Clinton? All these lefties, they think they're, look, talk to the people that work for me. I dare you. No, I dare you, because I'll kick your butt. No, I'm kidding. There's my toxic environment. No, talk to the people that work. I don't think of them as working for me. Talk to them who work with me and say, is Kevin an ogre? Is he just a tough guy? They will tell you, Kevin's tough to work for, but he's fair. He wants excellence. Speaking about myself, like I'm talking at my own funeral, you know. Kevin, he was a great guy. He just wanted excellence. That's all he wanted out of anybody. I don't even want excellence. I just want really good. I want you to put in an A for effort. That's just what I tell my team all the time. I go, look, no offense, but if what I give you is good enough, then you haven't done your job. I expect you to be, I'm doing 10 things. I can't be so good at 10 things that you focusing on one can't be as good as me. It's just not possible. So dazzle me. And they usually do. But you know what I do like about my team? If I don't like it, I just go, I don't like it. And they're, okay, well, I'll do it again. I'll come up with another concept. It isn't a bunch of crying like little lefties. Like, oh, you hurt my feelings. And, oh, my God, I'm going to call the Department of Labor. They just go, no big deal. But Lindsay Boland, who's a former advisor to Cuomo, now she's a candidate for a Manhattan borough president. She says working for him was the most toxic environment she ever experienced. March 2015 to October 2018, she gave it the Harvard try. And she tweeted about this. And she says that more people would say it if they weren't, quote, deathly afraid of Cuomo. Yeah, because we all know from them old folks in them old folks' homes, Cuomo will kill your old butt. Shoot. Most toxic team environment. In another, she added, I've had many jobs. Waitressing at Friendly's as a teenager was an infinitely more respectful environment. Even when I had bad customers who tipped poorly. Before she was appointed as Deputy Secretary of Economic Development and Special Advisor to Cuomo, she served as the Chief of Staff and Executive Vice President at Empire State Development, the state's economic development agency. But here's the problem. She's still going to run as a Democrat. Do you think the toxic environment of Cuomo is limited to him? This is a woman begging to be outed, begging to be, please free me from the shackles of being a stupid Democrat, a liberal, a progressive, whatever they call themselves. She's one of the only ones, she says, who's been afflicted by the governor. She says, seriously, the messages and texts that I receive when I speak about this, it's a whole book of people who've been harmed. And she says, don't be surprised that it's the same small group of white people sitting alongside of him at every presser. The same group that he has had by him the whole time doing his dirty work. If you're not one of those handful, your life working for him is endlessly dispiriting. That is the definition of leftism. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to try to have some fun this hour, too. Not what you mean try. We're going to do it. What do you mean try, Kevin Jackson? We'll do it. Stay tuned.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816. 413-2816.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
COVID, a.k.a. Wu Flu?
Oh, my gosh. Don't get me started. I remember when I was doing the shows on this when we first got started, and I thought, man, Kevin, you're overblowing this. You're talking about it a lot. I didn't think it would get this far. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I thought this will blow over. And then I started seeing all these people switching over to make masks. And I thought, where do they think they're going to sell these masks? Why would you switch over a productive manufacturing plant to make masks? How much they sell these stupid little things for in a store if you forget yours? $3, $5 for something that probably costs, seriously, 2 pennies to make? Oh, Kevin, they make the fancy ones. 2 pennies to make? Leftover fabric? Stuff that doesn't even protect you? The health risk scam. The disease that kills a few people, but not nearly as deadly as the left proclaim with their science. I love how they use it. We have the science behind us. It's a scam. And there are very few people willing to say it. But look, believe what you want. If you think something's going to, it's like some people think a meteor is going to hit them. Some people believe you die when you leave your house, so they stay in their homes. I'm not mad at them. I'm not even making fun of them. But they're as big of idiots as the people who believe in this scam. Yeah, in fact, they really counted the number of people this disease killed, is supposedly killed, or supposedly has the disease, or have disease, whichever verb is appropriate. If they count the people that have it, the CDC said it's somewhere between 50 to 100 million people have this disease. In other words, you probably have it. Listening to this program, you probably have it, and you don't even know it. And they can't even test you properly to tell you whether you're positive or negative. But they're still charging you. It's like this colon test they advertise on TV. It says, won't necessarily tell you if you have colon cancer, but we're calling it a colon cancer test. Hey, here's a Coke. I can't really tell you that it's Coke, but open the can and give it a shot. Let's hope it's Coke. It's insane. So between 50 to 100 million people, which means either one out of six or one out of three Americans has this dreaded disease, and it's so deadly, they don't even know it. And oh, by the way, they're not going to die now. They're going to die 2 years past the life expectancy of the average American. I'm cracking myself up. God. The worst thing that's going to happen if you get COVID, of those that don't even know they have it, is you're going to get a runny nose, maybe lose your sense of smell. So why don't they report the real numbers? Because a death rate of 0.4% doesn't sell. How can I get you to get yourself in a mask and create a sense of mass hysteria if less than 1% of you die, which is what COVID kills? People will go, it kills around 1% of the body. I go, it does not kill 1 out of 100 people. That's bull crap. It's doohickey. There's some words I've been wanting to say. Oh, man, that I've been wanting to say on the radio, and doohickey is one of them. It's doohickey. Yeah, neither do the ancillary effects of this freaking ruse. They're not going to tell you about that. They don't want to give you the real numbers. They inflate the death numbers while deflating the real numbers of the people that have them, because they want you to think if you touch something, you could kill. You don't wear that mask, you kill people. You're killing people. That's what one of the editor of the Black Sphere, Tiffany, she says to me, a guy runs up to her screaming at her, you're killing people. And she went right in his face. He says, I have a reason not to wear a mask. Well, then why don't your kids wear a mask? And she goes, because it doesn't affect them. And, I mean, she stood her ground. And she said people came up to her afterwards saying, way to go. In their mask, of course. Sorry, you don't exactly exude confidence when you come up to me in your mask complimenting me on my not wearing a mask. But here's what they don't want you to know about this little 11-year-old boy who committed suicide on camera during a Zoom call with his classmates, a California sixth grader, social distancing on Zoom with his class, shot himself. He attended Woodbridge Elementary, part of the Lodi Unified School District. It's been using the distance learning model since it began the school year on August the 3rd. Yeah. So this little boy commits suicide. His sister was in the other room. She hears a shot, rushes to her brother's room, found him, ran to a neighbor, said, call 911. But it was too late. But see, the media, they love telling you COVID stories. Oh, this guy died because he got COVID. But they won't tell you, this kid died because he was sick of being in quarantine. See, all this kid ever has ever known is freedom. And these COVID Nazis changed his view of life. He didn't understand it. It's like the little boy I was talking about the other day who said to his dad, why do we got to wear a mask at Disney World? I don't see that as enjoyable, because it isn't. And this kid that couldn't cope with the world that he has grown up in and not knowing it, he's not alone. I don't know if this is true, you guys can look it up, but I read that more people died of suicide last month in Japan than Wu flu killed. That statistic doesn't surprise me in the least. This is insane what we've allowed these people to do. Here's what they wrote. We are deeply saddened to report that based on the preliminary findings, an 11-year-old student from Woodbridge Elementary has passed away due to injuries from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The investigation is ongoing. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family. No, our thoughts, not prayers, are with the family and all those affected by this tragic event. Now, they said it was an accident. It wasn't an accident. He did it on purpose. The isolation, they say, the loneliness. This is from ABC. They're saying it's having an effect on people's mental health. Being separated from friends and family and normal routine. It feels impossible, they say, as this pandemic, the scandemic, the scamdemic, the plandemic drags on. And the death of this young boy and countless others who have succumbed on the backs of these lying scumbag leftists promoting this Wu flu ruse is a tragedy. It is far past time to end this nonsense. I want you to consider the after effects on a generation of Americans. This is from Parents Today. National organization, 2 million parents, they surveyed 500 of their kids. 75% of the kids say they feel more sad, worried, or overwhelmed before the pandemic began. To make matters worse, in families making under $50,000 a year, kids were twice as likely to say that they felt more sad, felt sad, angry, or scared and lonely a lot in the past week compared to people living in homes that may make more money. Yep. They're more sad than before this campaign began. These kids are losing it. And ask yourself if anybody's talking about this in the regular media, and I'll give you your answer. Heck to the no. They don't care. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Early detection allows for early treatment and better outcomes. Seems like a pretty common sense approach to me. Yet this is not how we've attacked COVID.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson, during a hearing on Capitol Hill discussing early treatment options, Johnson continues,
with effective early treatment, fewer people will get seriously ill and fewer people will die.
Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says the need for more coronavirus stimulus is obvious. The Democrats saying Republicans are refusing to budge in talks for a new package to help the economy.
There are glaring needs in the country, and we need to work across party lines to pass legislation to meet those needs. That's the only way to get legislation passed.
Schumer saying the Republican proposals are too weak and will not provide enough assistance. You're listening to USA Radio News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky is calling for the arms sale to the UAE to go through.
A significant competition for influence in the Middle East is underway, and China and Russia will be more than happy to meet the demand for advanced capabilities if the U.S. simply takes our ball and goes home.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor says the proposed arms sale is backed by Israeli officials. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is looking for the Food and Drug Administration to act quickly on approving a coronavirus vaccine.
Moderna and Pfizer are looking like they're just that, and we're hoping for FDA emergency use authorization in short order.
A committee will meet Thursday to review the vaccine from the drug maker Pfizer. McEnany continues by saying there are plenty of doses coming.
We have six vaccines in phase three clinical trial. Two have approached that 94-95% efficacy, but others are on the way.
USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You need to research stuff for yourself, but I'm going to give you this bit of news. It may cause you to have a little bit of hope, more than what I tend to give you on the show. I, like Mike Lindell of MyPillow, remain convicted that Donald Trump will serve his second term as president of the United States, number 45. Joe Biden will go into hiding, and the Democratic Party will be exposed for what it is, a party of lying skanks, scoundrels, and scumbags. And if you appreciate my alliteration, thank Dr. Enos at SMU for teaching me that little writing technique. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I tell you guys, there's lots of stories circulating. There's lots of things out there. There is no doubt in anybody's mind that the election is an attempted theft by the left. Nobody believes Joe Biden is president-elect. Nobody wants him as president-elect. It's a new world order. It would be a puppet government run by every special interest and every foreign power. Anybody that is willing to pay the highest price can buy Biden and the Democratic Party. And they will sell anything. They'll sell black people, Latinos, gays, as we say in the vernacular, 8 to 80, blind, cripple, or crazy. They're selling you on the idea that a disease that kills people 2 years after the average age of death in America is a pandemic. It's a scandemic. A scamdemic. That's what I meant to say. They want to sell you on the idea that weather is the biggest existential threat to the planet. It very well may be, because it ain't man. It's not global warming, but that's what they try to sell you on. Nonsense. The dumber you are, the better they feel, the better they are. Because if you can't critically think, you can't use logic to question the very simple things that they do. That's why they don't like us. We're chock full of logic. We have intellectual curiosity about, well, wait a minute, what about if Obama is so good, then why did the world turn out so bad? You know what you're missing in this world? You're missing things like hearing Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Remember, it was routine, the number of people that were killed by ISIS every single day? You're missing school shootings. You're missing terror attacks in America. When's the last time that happened? You're missing a lot of stuff. But you're not missing a lot of his legacy. The racial strife, the cheating. Mr. Scandal-free. Can he still say that now that Kevin Kleinsmith has been recommended by Durham to go to prison because he lied about the FISA applications? Is Barack Obama going to apologize for the attempted coup he and his Justice Department tried on Donald Trump? Is he going to apologize to you, the voters? You think they're going to ever apologize to us telling us the Trump voters are this, the Trump voters are racist? I heard a comedian the other day, I listened to a lot of comedy, because I happen to be a comedian, and I, as soon as they start talking about Alonzo Bowden, you want to vote for the Republicans or Republicans of this one, I'm like, shut up, you silly Negro. You don't know anything about Republicans. All you know is what you learn on TV. If you hung around Republicans, you'd be one. But you know why you won't? Because let me just tell you, I'm going to tell Democrats about themselves. I'm going to tell them about themselves. They are too scared to buck the system. They are a bunch of chumps. Pansies, I'd use other words if it wasn't for the radio, but that's what they are. And they want to pretend that they're tough. Oh, we're on the side of righteousness, man. No, they're not. They're a bunch of pansies. You pull any one of them aside and they become the biggest chumps. I mean, let me just put it this way. They're the girl in the cell block. In a cell block full of men. Oh, boy. Anyway, there's a bit of good news. It's going to happen a lot. Everybody's like, oh, Kevin, the timeline is coming up close. Yeah, it is. It is. The timeline's coming up close. Well, here's a story for you. It was on WND. Here's just an excerpt. Federal law enforcement officials in Maricopa County, one of the biggest counties where cheating occurred here, and the governor of California, I'm going to say it publicly, Doug Ducey, he should be in prison for signing off on a fraudulent election. And shows it to Secretary of State. Anyway, federal officials in Maricopa County seized computers, hard drives, and other storage devices as part of an investigation of voter data theft. This was in the Arizona Republic. The raid took place on November the 5th, 2 days after the election. The warrant, according to the paper, showed investigators were searching for records and information communications related to the office's login credentials and accounts, voter registration records and information, including protected voters' information, the transfer, sharing, or dissemination of voter registration records and information, including protected voter information, unauthorized access to the office's website and computer systems, and attempts or threats to damage computer systems. Property was seized from the Fountain Hills, Arizona resident of Elliot Kerwin, 56, who identifies himself on LinkedIn as an information technology professional. Now, I'm going to tell you who he is. I don't have to know him. He's a leftist, scandalous, scurrilous, scumbag, skank, who works for the Democrats, and he was probably helping. You know, I don't know what he would be doing with it because it was a post-election, but you know how the Democrats are. They're still voting. But these people did this all over the country. But they seized his computers 2 days after the election because this guy had all the data. And you know what he did with that data? He filled out fraudulent voter registration, or he gave the data to the Democrats. And when they find this out, it's just going to be one more thing. Let me tell you what the Democrats did. It's very simple. They looked at everybody who died recently, and they said, put them down. They looked at every kid who might turn 18 anytime soon, and they put them down. They looked at anybody who moved. They put them on the list. Because, see, these are the ones that would be close. And they just filed ballots for them. If you moved out of the state, you voted in Arizona. I will practically guarantee you did. And what threw everything off is they had the fudge. Let's say 500,000 people moved out of Arizona. Well, let's say 10,000 people moved out of the county and moved to another state. They had to forge the numbers to such a degree that they would do 30,000, so it skewed the numbers up. So many inconsistencies. So many. Anyway, Maricopa County's recorder's office confirmed that the voter data was stolen. Forbes cybersecurity reporter Thomas Brewster reported that the agents departed Curran's home with 8 hard drives, 3 computers, and a bag of USB sticks. Brewster noted the data trove could be significant because there were more than 2.5 million registered voters in the county for the 2020 election. Arizona and Maricopa are among 5 key swing states where the Trump campaign and its allies are challenging the results. Joe Biden won Arizona by 10,457 fraudulent votes. and they're finishing the story. But let me tell you the truth. Joe Biden lost Arizona by over 500,000 votes. Republican state lawmakers in Arizona have charged that Governor Ducey knowingly certified a fraudulent election and are urging him to rescind the certification. State Rep. Mark Fincham is calling for the withholding of the state's Electoral College votes for Biden, contending there is enough evidence of fraud to invalidate the state's popular vote. He said county clerks are coming forward with witnesses and are coming out of the woodwork with evidence. We only need to have 31 members of the House and 16 members of the Senate to pass a resolution recalling our electors. It's that simple. He said, our constituents are blowing up over this. I'm an Arizona resident, and I'm blowing up over it, and we're going to make a real stink. The lawmakers have called for an audit. Ducey should be in prison. I want to say it. I met the guy. I wouldn't say we were going to become buddies, but I liked him. I don't anymore. He's a two-faced, he's a leftist, which, you know, use the alliteration. You guys know what it is. But he's a two-faced rhino who never should have certified this election. Just like he ripped off the first responders in order to give teachers a raise. Typical rhinos. I hope he's gone, man. Well, he's going to term out, which is good, but he has aspirations to be president. Hey, Doug Ducey, I'm going to make you a bet. I'm going to bet you you will never, ever be president of the United States. When I lived in Missouri, there was a state senator there, good-looking guy, had the good-looking wife, and they were the in crowd. Now, I won't tell you much about him, but the lady, he's essentially a cuckold guy. But they got me so upset that I told him, I said, I'm going to make you a bet, because he had aspirations of higher office. I said, you will never, ever hold higher office in this state, not as long as I live here. And they ended up moving. They moved to Alabama and got run out of there. Moved to San Diego, got run out of there, and then nuzzled up to the Trump administration. And that's all I'll say. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I just report this stuff. Fact or fiction. I report the things that are of interest to me that catch my eye because they're not, there might be, pardon me, there may be more to the story behind the scenes. Come on, cough, go away. You're bugging me. And this particular story caught my attention, and it has to do with Zuckerberg. And I want to go back to this executive order that the president signed in September the 12th of 2018, where he essentially declared a national emergency on our elections and, talked about foreign interference. And how that coincides with this story I'm about to share. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.com. Actually, you can go to, you know, I'm going to start giving out the Kevin Jackson Network. It's up.com, the Kevin Jackson Network. Spread the word. But anyway, it has to do with Zuckerberg. See, because I warned people, I said that act that the president signed means the federal government can step in. If you were complicit in trying to take down this government, the government can step in and take your wealth. They can take your company. I'm talking CNN, MSNBC, NBC, Fox News, all of them. It can seize the personal wealth of individuals. And then I read the story. Facebook's Zuckerberg sold us some stock. And he's entitled to sell his stock. He has sold his stock in the past. But the timing of his latest sale sort of interests me. And here's what AOL wrote. Facebook's chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, has sold nearly $280 million of stock in the past month, his first sales of the year. Zuckerberg began offloading shares on November the 9th, and now he's generating nearly $12.1 million every day on average by selling his Facebook stock. Interesting to me. They go on to say this. The sales come at the tail end of a comparatively average year for Facebook stock. The social media giant share price has risen 37% in 2020, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ has jumped 40%. Now, I want to be very clear. You build a company, you put your wealth in the company, and I have no problem with him selling his stock. He can do what he wants. But when you consider that he's taken over $12 billion out since their IPO, you got to wonder what he's doing with his money. I mean, he's got a fat house, $67 million on the beach. He's probably got multiple houses, multiple planes. I know what the burden is for a lot of wealthy people to have these homes and things like that. And I will tell you this, you got a couple billion dollars in the bank. He's richer than Mark Cuban by far. His stock makes him worth, I think he's worth about $109 billion. He's like the third or fourth or fifth, he's top five richest person in the world. So, but most of it's tied up in stock. Now, it's hard to believe that he spent $12 billion in the little bit of time that Facebook's been around. I know billionaires who, I know people worth a couple billion to say $20 billion. And they've been worth that for quite some time. You know, they don't lose it. They rich people have a way of keeping their money. And this guy is going in for more. $280 million new dollars. And he just started in November. So that's a pretty strong crack habit, is what I was thinking as I was thinking about the money. But then I thought about this. Could Zuckerberg's actions be related to President Trump's executive order on foreign interference in elections? Because the president can seize the assets of these scoundrels who try to steal this election. Now, here's the thing. Zuckerberg's wife donated millions of dollars to a project that people believe funneled money to the big cheat. That's what I call this election, the big cheat. Could the feds, again, I'm just posing this. I don't have any proof or anything. But are they closing in on Team Zuck? Now, I want you to let this coincide with a few things. One, Georgia's governor and secretary of state have backed down on their election results. I believe you're going to see some other swings coming soon. I already know that there's been a lot of troop movements in America. I mean, I don't know, or maybe they're just going on bivouacs. I can't speak to it. But I'm telling you, there's troop movements that are different. Different than the norm. And now we've got Zuckerberg, who just decided. What day was it? Was it November the 5th? I think it was right after the election. Let me look at the day again. Yeah, let's see. November the 9th. He starts selling his stock. And I got to thinking about this. Wait a minute. His wife is a Chinese national. Well, I shouldn't say she's a national. She's Chinese. She's the one who donated the millions of dollars to only the swing states. That's it. Only the swing states. She didn't donate millions of dollars to a PAC for the Democrats or whatever. It was a thing that she and her husband, I'm going to say he was involved, started that said something about election integrity, which tells you everything you need to know. Because with leftists, they tell you it's the opposite of what they tell you. So for election cheating, I want to say it was $400 million. $400 million. Spending $350 million in six swing states. That's what this guy wrote. So he writes this. This other guy says, well, under the clause, Zuckerberg's Facebook stock, his mansions, his fancy cars, even his 59 million lakefront property on Lake Tahoe, and Priscilla, that's his wife's, diamond ring, gone. Gone. Now, I want to throw one other thing out there. And I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist. I'm just telling you, this is what happened. He sold his stock. Now, he could still lose it. You know, if they confiscate it, it isn't like it's protected because he sold it his stock. But I have, like I said, I have a couple of questions. You've taken $12 billion out. You've made $100 million types of gifts in the form of charity. You're not paying enough in taxes to have gone through $12 billion in that short amount of time. I mean, you got, like I said, that's a heck of a crackhead habit. But add to this, story, if you will, President Trump tweeting about the 230s and needing to get rid of the 230s. He's talking about this clause that allows social media companies to operate with immunity. Now, was he tweeting about this to throw people off of the real story? Feds raiding individuals' offices around the country, bringing in his cyber group headed by a new guy that's over special forces and no longer reports to the Assistant Secretary of Defense. For, you know, these swamp rats, he can't keep a handle on that. So they now report directly to the president. Looking at Dominion machines, I heard one of my guys called me, Kenny. He said, Kevin, did you see the Dominion thing they did? The case where they took the Dominion and they took 100 ballots of Trump and 100 ballots of Biden. The machine gave Biden 130 and Trump 87. Did you guys hear about this? This is, for those of us, I hope many of you are at least starting to get a little bit of confidence. There's so much going on here. Stacey Abrams and her group have been accused of fraud. I'm just telling you, they know we've got our eyes on them, the Democrats now. They know that we are this close, I mean this close, to blowing the lid off of the biggest scandal. And I didn't think it could get any bigger than what they tried with impeachment and this Mueller thing and trying to prevent Donald Trump from being president and him fighting 4 years and still performing like a rock star with the Democrats hanging on his back. He was flicking them off like King Kong, you know, swatting down planes and helicopters. It was nothing. Did it with his hands behind his back. Anyway, I don't know what's going to happen with this Zuckerberg story. I don't know if there is a story. Zuckerberg's free to sell his stock anytime he wants. That's the way these guys make their money. I get all that. But the timing is what's interesting. So like I told you guys about the timing of the Durham report, it's interesting. I used to think these guys were on our side. I don't know that they are anymore. But if they're not, Trump's ferreting them out. One by one, one swamp rat at a time. And when he gets that second term, all these conspirators are going to be in deep trouble.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.